this episode, pleased to be joined with the Chief Operating Officer of ADESA Canada, Trevor Henderson. Trevor, thank you so much for being a part of the episode.
Thank you, Nick. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Good. We are in San Francisco at the NADA Show 2019, but our topic here is Canada, as near and dear. Just what's your overall assessment of how the Canadian wholesale market behaved in 2018? Just your overall assessment of what happened?
Sure. I think we would characterize 2018 as overall a good year for everyone who is in the marketplace. And if you look at our ADESA Canada Used Vehicle Price Index, the key driver in why I say it was a good year is the sustained high used vehicle prices. And I think when used vehicle prices are performing well, then you have a lot of confidence in the market. And certainly our consigners are in a good mood right now because they're getting good returns on their portfolios. What's interesting about the market in 2018 is if we go back a year at this time, there was a lot of speculation that the market would experience a lot of volatility in terms of what would happen with the Canadian-US dollar exchange rate, and in particular, what would happen to US dealer demand for Canadian vehicles. Mm-hmm. What's driven our market over the past couple of years is that high volume of cars that has been exported south of the border. And there wasn't a lot of confidence that would continue into 2018. But lo and behold, it did. And so certainly contributed to strong demand in the marketplace, which, again, as you know, if there's solid demand, that's a good market for people.
Right. Well, certainly, of course, that demand stems from dealer activity. And how are Canadian dealers balancing the traditional routine of walking the lanes, walking the lots, kicking tires and that sort of thing, and while also considering the possible use of the online channels that are at their disposal? What's your assessment of how they're leveraging both potential avenues?
Yeah, I think you used the right word. I think they are leveraging both channels. And the great thing is that the integration between physical and digital continues to get better. And what we hear from dealers all the time is they just want wholesale to be easier. And that's really what drives us. It drives our investments both in the technology realm and in the digital auction space. And you've seen that we've done acquisitions in that space. But it also drives the investments we continue to make in the physical auction channels because we want to make wholesale easier for those dealers that we're doing business with. So our assessment right now is that the dealers are actually doing a great job of trying to understand how the tools and services can help their business. And, you know, a franchise dealer has different needs than an independent used car dealer. But we think that the tools exist to help them. And we spend a lot of time trying to help them understand how those tools and channels will help their business. I think the key for us is that the inventory that they need to source on the buy side is visible to them 24/7 and they have easy access to it. What we've seen over the past 15 years is a significant evolution in the quality of the tools that help dealers find inventory. And that's where we made our sort of early investments going back to 2003 with the launch of ADESA LiveBlock, and you've seen us continue to enhance those platforms. And then on the sell side, more recently with our acquisition of TradeRev and giving dealers the opportunity to now remarket their inventory in a completely new way. So again, balancing physical and digital is key in making wholesale easier for these dealers.
The voice you're hearing, that's Trevor Henderson, who is the Chief Operating Officer of ADESA Canada, discussing the wholesale space in Canada, and certainly along with dealers, another important client constituency for ADESA Canada is the consigners. Just what are some of the main topics that are being raised by the commercial consigners in Canada about how the wholesale market is impacting them?
Sure. I think there's a couple key topics. Foremost right now is pricing. When we have discussions with our commercial accounts, it really is a lot of questions around where do we see wholesale prices going? Because as I said earlier, wholesale values have sustained at a relatively high level for an extended period of time, which is very atypical of the marketplace. So there's a lot of questions around how long will that continue? How quickly will prices adjust? Everyone's expecting a downward correction at some point because it can't stay like this forever, but we're enjoying it while it does. So that tends to be the primary topic of conversation with these consigners. And really what they're focused on relative to that is how do I find the right buyers for this inventory as the market starts to correct? We've again benefited over the past number of years with a lot of demand from US dealers who are exporting cars from Canada into the US market. And we've found lots of buyers south of the border. We need to continue to stoke that domestic demand in Canada to ensure if the exchange rate changes that we've got enough demand inside Canada to try and keep those prices up. Consignors are also really interested in how do I set the right price, the reserve price on the vehicles I'm offering, whether that's on a digital platform like our open lane private label platforms or whether it's downstream at the auction. How do I set the right price that's going to generate the demand? And so we're doing a lot of work in pricing optimization and helping our consignors understand historically where prices have been and where they may go. And we've got some pilots running in sharing some pricing models with consignors to help them figure out where they should price those vehicles so that they get that demand and turn the cars more quickly.
Closing moments with our special guest, Trevor Henderson, who is the Chief Operating Officer of Odessa Canada. And Trevor, to wrap up our time together, just with what you can share, just what might be on the horizon from Odessa Canada to continue to respond to both client constituencies, both the dealers and the consignors.
Yeah, so I think falls into two basic segments. So we'll continue to evolve what we do in the digital channel. And specifically for Canada in 2019, you'll see Odessa and TradeRev continue to enhance that partnership as we reach out to dealers and educate them about the tool TradeRev that is available to them to help remarket that inventory. And what you'll see is a much tighter integration between that digital channel and the downstream auctions when the vehicle doesn't sell on TradeRev, then it can very easily be offered at the auction. And again, we're just trying to help dealers turn inventory more quickly. So you'll see some technology enhancements to facilitate that. But the bigger piece of that right now, and our focus area is on the logistics that support this. If you think of the dealer-to-dealer channel, one of the challenges historically has been if a car does transact, how do you move it quickly from the selling dealer's location to the buyer? The buyer wants that car as quickly as possible, and the seller wants it off their lot as quickly as possible. We've invested very, very heavily in the logistics side of the business. We've added driver capacity, and we have a lot more vehicles on the road, or drivers on the road moving vehicles every day between dealers now. And then we'll continue to invest in that. The second piece for us is really more at the physical auctions, where we will start to provide a broader suite of ancillary services. Again, picking up on the logistics piece, when you think about dealers, particularly new car franchise dealers in major metro areas, they are space constrained quite often. So, you know, they are looking for storage and logistics solutions. They're looking for service providers to help them with getting cars ready for retail. So you can think about inspections, reconditioning, and those are all services that we can provide. So you'll see us doing a lot more of that in the months ahead.
That's Trevor Henderson, who is the Chief Operating Officer of Odessa Canada. Trevor, thank you so much for the perspective and insights of what's happening at Odessa Canada.
Thank you, Nick. It's been great chatting with you.
And if you haven't already, please be sure to subscribe to the Auto Remarketing Podcast via iTunes or the Google Play Store to make sure you catch each and every episode. For my colleague Joe Overby and our executive producer Matt Rice, I'm Nick Sulovich. We thank you for joining us, and we look forward to having you again next time on the Auto Remarketing Podcast.